May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord our God, our strength and our redeemer.
Amen.
Please be seated. Something that comes to mind to me is the phrase, seek and you shall find. Because let me tell you, I have just a very brief little example of the Trinity. You know how people come up with all these different elaborate things? Well, this is simple. But what was not simple was trying to find candy corn in the end of May. Called billions of stores. Oh, that's seasonal. And I've heard that 1,000 times. But Megan said, go online. So she went online, and we had Brock's. It's supposed to be the best of the best. Anyway, downstairs and upstairs, and I have extra bags if you want one, because you have to order a certain amount. I've got candy corn, and I will not put this one back in there because I might have germs. I don't know. But we all know what candy corn looks like. And this is probably the best one. I think it's kind of cute. There's three colors. But it's one candy corn. It's each distinctive personal colors, but still one candy corn. And if you think about it, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, three distinct persons of God Almighty. And if anybody can pull it off, it's God and only God. But there's one God. Is it hard for us to understand? Yes, but we understand it and accept it by faith. But anyway, at the end of the service and also downstairs, like I said, at coffee hour, I hope somebody likes candy corn. I know my mom loved it, but I can't send it to her. Anyway, the lessons today are really kind of good because we all can see that it was Father, Holy Spirit, and then, of course, Jesus and the Holy Spirit again. But it's all about revelation. What God is revealing to us. It's all about invitation, which God is always inviting everybody. And then it's all about our response. And we see it played out in the Bible, and we can see it played out in our lives and in the lives of others. So for Isaiah, we start off. Isaiah, he could see the splendor of heaven. He could see the grandeur. He was awed by it. He also heard the praise of all the heavenly hosts. And we sing it as our Sanctus every Sunday. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of hosts. That's praise, adoration, and praise of God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And it's done in joy and thanksgiving. But then, here comes Isaiah's, like, humanity, which is great. He realizes who he is and how he lacks. He says, woe is me, I am lost. For I am a man of unclean lips. And he even holds himself accountable for living. And I live among a people of unclean lips. So he knew his sin. And he knew the difference between himself and the heavenly host and God Almighty. And he was awed by the fact, he says, yet my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. So for him, that was such an amazing miracle and gift. And so what happens? The angels come down and they touch his lips with a coal and he cleanses him. He is receiving forgiveness. Because he's sincere. Will he sin again? Of course. Will he receive God Almighty's forgiveness? Of course, if he's sincere, which he was. And then here comes an even more blessing or better gift. God says to him, well, whom shall I send? shall I say? Who will go for us and talk about me? Who will go among my people? And Isaiah says, here I am, send me. He was willing. So we have the revelation, the acceptance, the invitation, and then we have the response. Well, in the gospel, it's kind of a little bit of a different story, but we can see how Nicodemus is trying hard to understand, which for me, and I think for some of us being very human, we don't always get it, at least not every day. And so Nicodemus is kind of a blessing to read about, because we can look at Nicodemus, we can look at St. Paul, we can look at St. Peter and say, oh my goodness, there are normal, failing human beings who still serve God in each and every one of us. Even though we fail sometimes and fail miserably, God still loves us, invites us, and then it's up to us to say yes. But here we go, Nicodemus, and he was chicken, so he went by night. He says, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, and you almost expect him to say what, but he doesn't. For no one can do these signs that you do apart from the presence of God. So Nicodemus, and some of the Pharisees and the Sadducees, they are aware, and Nicodemus is really, really, he's really searching, he's really seeking. But for some, there was no change. But for Nicodemus, it was slow but sure that there was change. So Jesus tells him, well, very truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God without being born from above. So he's complimenting Nicodemus, and Nicodemus didn't even get it. And he even asked him, he said, well, how can anyone be born after having grown old? He didn't understand it. He was like having tunnel vision, thinking just very, like, tunnel vision. And Jesus tries to explain a little bit more. What is born of the flesh is flesh, and that's us, right here and now. And what is born of the Spirit is Spirit. And that too is us right now. We have the Holy Spirit in us. We are capable. We are made holy by God. We can sense His presence. We can answer with a yes. We are forgiven. But we have to allow all that to happen and be genuine and honest. And then he tries to give him a simpler example. He says, the wind blows where it chooses, and you hear the sound of it, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. And that was the truth. And he tries to explain to Nicodemus, and he was very patient with him because he loved him and he understood. He's like, so it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit. The Spirit comes, He stays within us, and then it's up to us to let the Holy Spirit help us to do God's will and work. Do we understand how that happens? No. We just know that it happens. For Nicodemus, he was brave. He says, well, how can these things be? And then Jesus looks at him. And I'm sure it probably made Nicodemus think. It wasn't really a cut, but it was, come on, think about this. Are you a teacher of Israel? Are you a teacher of God Almighty? And yet you don't understand these things that I'm telling you about? And he tries to get him to grow. If you don't understand this, how can I teach you more? In other words, we've got to get with the program. And he was trying to explain to Nicodemus that I am going to be crucified. I am going to be lifted up. But hold on to your hat, because I will be resurrected. And I am your Savior. And I am everyone's Savior if we all answer yes. So what's the good news? The last two verses. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten. begotten Son, so that everyone who believes in him, everyone who believes in him, may not perish, but have eternal life. We're called by God to be a perfect and holy people, but we can't be. That's why Jesus sent the Holy Spirit. That's why God Almighty sent Jesus Christ. But all we have to do is turn to him, being genuine, telling God the truth, telling Jesus the truth, allowing the Holy Spirit to help us tell the truth, and we will be forgiven, and we have eternal life. And last but not least, this is a comfort. God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, which he didn't, thanks be to God, but in order that the world might be saved through him. And that's what Jesus' focus was. That was his gift of love to us. That was his loving obedience to God the Father. He saved us. That's our gift. That's his promise. All we have to do is realize it, accept Jesus as our Savior, accept the Holy Spirit in us to work with us, and then share it. Accept the invitation and say, yes, I'll go. I'll be one of your servants. I will be one of your witnesses. I will be one of your children. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the church building being renovated and beautiful again, even better than what it was. We also thank you for all of us, God's beautiful children, worshiping together. Fill our hearts, our minds, our souls, and our spirit with your spirit. Help us to hold out our hand for you to help us serve you, to do your will, to love you, and to love one another as we celebrate the Holy Spirit, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, as we celebrate the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And we pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.